got the Senior Manager of Public Information for RTD, Pauletta Tanilis, here in studio. Good morning, Pauletta.
Hello. Nice to see you guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, in professional media, we say it and then we do it again.
That's good. Take three, take four.
Especially when the mic's off, right?
Hey, you just told me something. I'm not sure I believe it. You said that October 7th is the 20th anniversary of light rail in Metro Denver?
That's correct. We opened up our first line, the Central Line, October 7th, 1994. And that was our first starter line that goes from I-25 and Broadway to right down here at 30th and Downing. So hard to believe it's been 20 years. But yes, we'll be celebrating that milestone next month.
Oh, my. It doesn't seem like that at all.
It doesn't.
Maybe, you know, I mean, of course, Denver hasn't always had light rail, but it just seems like, I guess it's always been there. 20 years.
Yeah, and thank goodness we have it, because we carry so many people every day. We carry about 25 million light rail trips a year with our system that's expanded over these 20 years. And of course, as we all know, we're adding more lines through our Fast Tracks program. And 2016, we're going to be opening up 5 new projects. So it'll just continue to expand and provide another service for the metro area.
I was doing a mental comparison between like BART in the Bay Area or New York City, heavily mass transit dependent. But if somehow mass transit went away in Denver and all those people returned to their cars, then we'd have rush hours.
It would be incredible. If you stop and think about how packed our trains are every morning and every afternoon when people are heading home, most of those people would be in their car by themselves riding on the roads if it wasn't for light rail. So, you know, we're pleased that we're able to provide that option, and it'll grow over the next years.
Our beloved single occupancy vehicle.
Yes.
That's right. We can't live without that.
Yeah. Exactly. No, and we're all about cars too. I mean, the way that a multimodal transportation system works is it's complementary with automobiles and trains and buses, and all of them interlinking and having convenient connections. So we're proponents of the automobile as well. It's just that, you know, we provide a lot of relief so that we don't have as much congestion.
That's why you built parking garages at
and
your
park and ride. Absolutely.
Exactly. Pauletta Tanilis with RTD. We had a question last time you were here after you left the air about the end of the day and when bus and light rail routes end or stop. What, around 1 o'clock, but the bars are open till 2? Can you help us?
Sure. Just recently, we modified our light rail schedule. Sunday through Thursday, light rail trips in the late night hours, starting at 11 p.m., we have just hourly service. And this is to allow our maintenance crews to get out on the tracks to do necessary maintenance of our system, of the tracks, the electrical system, do power washing of the system, because mag chloride and such really does weigh a factor in our, you know, our system. So it gives our crews extra time to be out there where there's not trains coming and going. And it's for safety reasons and also to allow us ample time to provide good maintenance for the whole system. Now, on Friday and Saturday nights, we still operate the later night service. So the last trains are like 2 a.m., 2:30, depending on where you're catching it. So Friday and Saturday nights, which is when people are usually out partying, we still do provide later service.
So that's 2:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And that's light rail and bus, or just one or the other?
That particularly is light rail, and we still have bus service that runs during the early morning hours. Obviously, they don't run as frequently because there's not a lot of ridership during those hours of the day. But this latest change is really to accommodate safety for our crews to be out there and do the maintenance that we need to keep our system in good operating order.
What's Colfax, the 14?
The 16.
The 16, yeah. All night.
It runs, yeah, that's probably runs more frequently than anything.
All shouldn't night. It be the 15?
The 15?
Yeah, yeah. 15th Avenue, technically, right?
Yeah, it is the 15. Did I say 16? Yeah. It is the 15.
It is the 15.
Yeah.
Okay. The 15.
Yeah, it is the 15.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Hey, you said that fares are also under constant review at RTD. What are you trying to do with the fares? Because they, of course, just seem to go up.
Right. Well, we're in the process of a fare study. And right now, our focus is on how we can simplify our fare structure, because we have many different types of fares and different levels of fare. We have local, express, regional. Then we have the discounts on each of those. We also have eco passes, neighborhood passes, various different types of fares.
My favorite, the 10-ride coupon book.
Yeah, we people love those because you can use them whenever. But we realize that this is complicated. For people, we have fare zones as it relates to light rail, where it's a distance-based fare.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're taking a look at that right now. We just finished our first level of public input process to find out from people what makes it difficult for you to ride our system as it relates to fares. Is it hard to buy tickets? Is it tough with transfers? What is it? So we're going to take that information now and synthesize it and come up with some options that we will then go back to the public and get their feedback on probably three alternatives of fare structure to simplify it. Then after that, we will work on the pricing and where we go with what the fare prices will be moving forward, and all that be implemented in 2016 when we open up our new rail lines.
You know how people use it. I mean, they have to go to the website and calculate, okay, how far do I have to drive? If I hit this park and ride, can I save a dollar
right.
or two? So, yeah, people are working really hard.
Yeah, we're trying to make it easier for everybody, including us.
Pauletta Tenelis is Senior Manager of Public Information for RTD. What's this new app about?
Well, we're very excited about this. It's our Transit Watch app. Now, our Transit Watch program is where we encourage our customers, members of the public, to keep their ears and eyes open for if they see suspicious activity or an incident occurring, to let us know right away. Well, we are going to be doing a big public push on our Transit Watch app here pretty quickly, and this will allow people to use their smartphone to download this app free, and they can instantaneously let us know when something is happening and where the location is and send it to us immediately from their phone. They can also take a picture if they see something happening and send it to us right away. So this is going to be another great tool for us to partner with our customers who see things happening that they think our transit police should know about.
That's really the community as eyes and ears.
Absolutely. It's really, if you see something, say something is the motto of this Transit Watch program.
Okay. Now, let's finish with this. We've got this new line. Everybody's sort of, we watch the bridge go up over Peña Boulevard,
right.
And we're thinking, boy, one day I won't have to drive. I can just catch the train to the airport. Are those, when do the cars get in? When do we start seeing some choo-choos on the track?
Yeah, well, an exciting thing that's going to be happening very soon next month is we're going to start getting delivery of our new commuter rail cars. Now, commuter rail is a type of rail we currently don't operate here in Denver. We operate light rail. Commuter rail are the bigger, heavier trains. They carry more people. They allow for storage for luggage, golf clubs, things like that. And that will be the type of train that we'll be operating to DIA. Also to Gold Line, Arvada and Wheat Ridge, and up north, North Metro, when that opens in 2018. But these new cars, as we get new delivery of them, we're going to be having a car on display at Denver Union Station in November where people can come and get on the new car. They can sit in the seats. They can see the car and get a feel for what this new ride is going to be like starting in 2016. So that'll happen in November, this public display at Union Station.
Okay, commuter rail, because you're using rail lines, regular railroad lines.
It operates the same as light rail. It'll operate from overhead electrical wires just like our light rail, but these bigger, heavier trains are what we have to use when we operate in a freight rail corridor alongside freight trains. And they also carry more people. They go higher speeds, and those are better for instance, the line to the airport, the East Line.
Okay, so I'm thinking, just a request, we need a little extra time to hustle our bags on, because the light rail and, it's the doors are open and the doors are closed.
Yeah.
And then it's beeping and yelling at you.
Well, one great thing about
the doors are closing.
Yeah, the doors are closing in that very nice voice. But commuter rail will be level boarding, which means you won't have to step upstairs to get onto the train like you do our light rail trains.
Okay.
So the level boarding, we're will allow you to go right from the platform where you wait for the train to just slide your luggage and what have you right onto the train without having to go upstairs. So that really does quicken the loading time.
Just schedule in a few more seconds.
Just a few more, right? Yeah.
All right. Hey, continue to send us your questions. And Pauletta Tonelis from RTD joins us about every quarter with this kind of update. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I'm always happy to be here, and I love your music. It is so calming,
Pauletta,
in the morning. Love it.
Bus stop wet day. She's there.